problem here that was fixed, and now I'm hoping that this is, yeah, well, I think it's, but again, we'll get fmu.org, pledge there to support WFMU and the drummers from the giveaway this hour. It was from the Taiwan Disco, Disco Divas, Funky Queens, and Glam Ladies from Taiwan in the early, granted to you and to us by Aberrant, the name. I'm seeing the word alone without a, it's an aberrant word.
LP.
Yes, an aberrant LP. Yu San Jing was actually 78, as I found out. And the second one was Zhang Bei Xin performing Bie Zhang Ai Liu, Zhou. Sorry about the, probably got the, one of those tones wrong. And that was from 1981, all released in 2020 on the Taiwan Disco Collection. Yeah, and I tried to learn Chinese a couple of times, but I realized each time after about a month that you need a lifetime's dedication to learn Chinese to any significant degree. So, yeah. And one language
I've never learned is
Greenlandic, which we heard there as the third track that we just heard during the set. The third and last track, it was the Greenlandic group Sume performing Inuit Nunat, or the Inuit nation. And that is another track from this year's 2024 Marathon Premium from All Music from 1974. Let's do the time zone yet again. Greenland representing time zone UTC -2 in the Atlantic -2. And that can be yours. All pledges $75 or more in general at any time during the marathon make you eligible to select this particular DJ premium. Let's do the time zone yet again, or any DJ premium that you might like to select. It's up to you. And if you pledge $180 or more in total, you can receive 3 DJ premiums. You can choose from any 3 you like.
And if you do $180 or more, and you break it down, is it only if you break it down or not? Let's see. $180 or $15 a month or more, then you get the WFMU Emotional Support Animal Collar, our first ever collar, an animal collar that says WFMU. And it's they're colorful and they're cute. And they were designed by our own DJ Faye. And it's a new thing. It's a thing. And you could, if you have a pet, you could put it on your pet, presumably, depending on whether your pet is a dog or a cat or some other animal that has the right size neck and will allow you to put a collar on it. Or you could wear it yourself. Size.
Sure. You can wear it yourself. I'd have to wear it myself since I don't have any animal to put on.
Well, or you could get a pet you could borrow a pet.
I could put on someone else's pet.
That's the other thing is that you can just say, hey, I'll walk your dog. The only thing is that dog has to be wearing that WFMU collar. So.
Yeah, well, I can do that.
Yeah.
Or you can do that for $180 or more. And there are all sorts of other levels of prizes. You can go up to, there are all sorts of numbers you can look at. There's the scarf level. There's the, right? There's a scarf you can get.
Oh, yeah. Like the scarf is really cool. It is, and appropriately for our European listeners, it is a footy scarf.
Yes. Football, as we like to say,
yes,
in Europe,
exactly.
Or something yes. Like that. Yeah.
Yes, and it's designed in that fashion, and it's a very cool scarf that has transmitter towers on it and shades of ochre and gray and white on black. So
yeah. You just have to be careful in Europe. If you go to an actual football or soccer match and you are those colors correspond with the away team's colors, you might be in trouble. But otherwise, you're fine.
Right. So I guess you do have to be careful about that. Right.
Well, in Leipzig, there's very well at the top Leipzig team, the one that's in the top league and world class, is doesn't have a lot of that kind of what's the word? There aren't a lot of angry people at those games,
Those are chill.
but at the lower level ones, the more traditional teams, yes, you can get a lot of that. But yeah, you'll figure it
But
out.
no one will, no one, you know, no one but WFMU listeners will know what WFMU is anyway. So,
Right, just the colors might be the. Anyway, no, it's a
the
wonderful
colors,
scarf. Yeah,
right?
I'm being funny
What do I
or
know?
yeah, whatever. But it's yeah,
Anyway, it's a
you
groovy
want the
scarf,
scarf. You want the
and that's
scarf.
for a pledge of $365 or more. And again, you could break that down monthly into $30 or more, and then you get all sorts of, you get the scarf and as well as the dog collar and the t-shirt and the bumper sticker, and then you can pick five different DJ premiums. So it's very cool. And for $1,000 or more,
Oh,
this
wow.
might be a particular interest if you are in the United States, in the New York area, but you can also plan ahead, because if you pledge $1,000 or more, then you get to take a trip on the WFMU Booze Cruise. And that's they think they've set a, you don't have to drink booze, by the way. But it is it's a fun boat ride around Manhattan. With a performance from a live band. I don't know if they've selected the band yet. I think they've selected the date, and it's sometime in July. But I don't know. You could check up on that. Anyway, if you're from overseas, you could come to New York and then come on the booze cruise, the WFMU cruise around Manhattan with all the other people who pledged at that level, and all the WFMU DJs who get to go without having necessarily to pledge at that level, but they get to go on the boat anyway. And it's a really fun time. Some people do get seasick, so maybe not recommended if you get seasick, but yeah,
Yeah.
anyway,
Well, I'd
fun
love
time.
to join you there, but I don't think it's going to work out for me
yeah
being over
yeah
here. Yeah, it would be wonderful to come back. It's been 6 years since,
yeah
yes, we first met at the
no gotta figure that out.
2018
Oh,
marathon.
yeah. So
Yeah.
speaking of which, WFMU and coming home to WFMU, Love to Laugh in the comments board was wondering about our WFMU origin stories. So I don't know if I know your WFMU origin story. How did you discover WFMU and end up being a DJ on the drummer stream?
Yeah, oh, could be a long story, or a short story, depending on
Once
where.
upon a
Once
time.
upon a, well, yeah, the thing is, the ironic thing is that even though I grew up in New York, I grew up outside the FMU, FM area on Long Island, so it was really hard or probably impossible to receive the FMU signal there. And I may have heard it on occasion, traveling around the area in the car or something, and probably did, but didn't really, not enough to remember. And it was only about, or I guess, it must be over 10 years by now, like 10 or 15 years ago, that I found it online and just happened to stumble into it and got hooked as a listener first. And I started doing radio here in Leipzig at Radio Blau, and some of the longer-term listeners to this show know that I did this show then from both stations at the same time, or via both stations, starting in 2017, and since the beginning of the pandemic, it's been only WFMU. So that's the really short version, but yeah, I just fell in love with the station and was inspired to join the ranks myself. Thanks to Doug for welcoming me to the stream just over 7 years ago.
Yeah, and that's one of the wonderful things about the Give the Drummer radio stream, is that we can have radio shows that are done live from other places other than the Jersey City headquarters or from New York, and it's been really fabulous to have international shows. And I realize everyone has to figure out their own time zones
Right, we're doing the time
because
zone every
we're
week.
still based in the time. Like, what is Eastern time? But that started when Doug Shulkin, who had a longtime WFMU DJ, moved from Brooklyn to Pittsburgh, and that was the solution. to him being able to do a show on WFMU is, well, you know, we were already streaming WFMU on the internet, not just broadcast over the air. And, you know, Doug shepherded in a new form of alternate stream, which was the Give the Drummer radio stream, and set up his own home studio and has been doing his program ever since. And he holds down the Friday morning slot on the Give the Drummer stream. And we've got all these wonderful shows.
And the stream has grown from, I think, 3 shows, live shows a week originally, to now well over 30, I think 35 maybe. And with no gaps now, it's all straight live DJs on air every day of the week between noon and midnight, or more or less, at least maybe till 11. I'd have to check the schedule again, but it's been wonderful to be a part of the growth and to watch it grow, at first as a listener, in fact, and then as a DJ, to watch it grow over the years. And looking at the clock, I realized I'd like to hear about your origin story. Maybe we'll get back to that after a little bit of music. It's been a while, and we've got another prize to give away. We haven't heard anything
from that.
So we'll get back to I'll do a little interviewing of you when we get back tomorrow. And now we'll have first a track from prize number 2 of the second hour. This is Pedro Lima from Sao Tome, or Sao Tome and Principe is the full name of the country. Sao Tome, the main island. And this one is called, and that's from, I should mention, West Africa, off the coast of West Africa. This one is called Sueste. Sueste saco gosto muito. Ni vintinho de ser luenço vai subir no mágoa. Luciano do no anja, bete, bete, vini boca. Saco gosto muito. Me vendinho de exemplo, isso vai subir no mago. Luciano do Tocha, bete, bete, mini boca. Santo meio de bola, sumo liso, Blanca ni boca taso eh, y la pepa bombilla te boca so, te plocoré, cual inicié, siempre pa no vive ni pasio. Santo me te bola so mulizo eh, y blanca ni boca taso, y la pepa bombilla te boca so. E procurei, qual iniciei, sempre para não viver de paz. Ninguém pude guarecer. E de um plano, não vou chefe, só comer maná e lezerô. Thank you.
bozum da fogos a la xinha só cegado e guarabole. Se a conta plan, olá por isso, é mundo nevo, é desenho. Vamos juntar fogos a la xinha só cegado e guarabole. Com minha mãe, Nossa Senhora do Buchu.
One track off the Pedro Lima CD. Is it a CD? I think it's a CD called Recordar e Viver Antologia Volume 1. The title of the track was Sueste. It's provided
to
us.
It's an LP, actually.
It's an LP. Okay, great.
Yep.
And thanks, Tamar. It's from Bongo Joe. That's the label. Released in 2022. Pedro Lima, one of the best known names, I guess, one of the few. I guess there are not too many internationally known artists from Sao Tome and Principe, although we heard an hour of music from that country, I don't know, maybe a year ago in the Random Road segment, including Pedro Lima. And yes, that can be yours, that anthology of Pedro Lima from off the west coast of Africa. That can be yours if you pledge $20 or more this hour, along with the Taiwan Disco compilation. So those two are now up for your grabs. Do we have anyone who's been pledging to grab those?
Indeed, we do. Why, it's Handy Haversack.
All right.
You have to thank in the last show. Little bit of time. Handy says, it's good to know that the operator of this subway will never channel across, channel access through surveillance tech and heavy police presence.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't planning to, but now that you mention it.
well, there you go. The Continental Subway is a rocking celebration of the kind of dedication, generosity, and freedom that make WFMU so special, and we are grateful for it every week. Deepest thanks, David, says Andy. Who is your daddy this year?
That's right. Well, thanks so much. Yes, thank you.
Papa
thank you
Handy.
For all your support. What's that?
He said Papa Handy.
That's right.
And actually, we just got a new pledge from Stanley in Scotland.
All right. Listener Stanley, who often virtually brings snacks down the virtual subway aisle to the other listeners. So thank you, Stanley.
Thank you so much, Stanley. And so both of them are in the running to win either of these two prizes, either the Taiwan Disco, which is subtitled Disco Divas, Funky Queens, and Glam Ladies from Taiwan in the 1970s and early 80s, which is an LP on Aberrant. And the other possibility that you could win for a pledge of $20 or more is the Pedro Lima, Conjunto Os Leon, how did you pronounce that? Leonensis?
Oh, is that the name? I read something else. Okay. So the full title is Conjunto Os Leonenses and Pedro Lima.
Yeah.
Right. Which is also just sometimes referred to as Pedro Lima. So that's the full orchestra. So Pedro Lima and his orchestra. Recordar e viver. Sorry, my Sao Tome Portuguese is just as bad as my usual Portuguese, non-existent. Some languages I can speak to some degree, others I can only fake terribly. So
faking is that's all you need for announcing. You know, some of us can't even fake it. So
yeah,
that's already one up on some of the rest of us. So
well, all right, but my Portuguese is really fake. As opposed, I mean, I had Spanish in school, so it kind of is based off of that, and you know, whatever I've picked up over the years somehow, but never really learned Portuguese, unfortunately. So that's, thank you. That's up for grabs. Still another 10 minutes to go. We wanted to hear about your origin story, right? So you've been with FMU much longer than I have, from what I understand.
I found WFMU, when I was in the sixth grade, because I was starting middle school and it was further away than my elementary school. Now I used to walk to elementary school, but my middle school was a different school and I had to get up earlier. And my mother was not really happy about having to get up earlier to wake me up. So I got a clock radio that would wake me up so that I could get up for school. And that's when I really discovered the radio. I mean, there were radios I could listen to. We were a radio listening family, and there were definitely radios to listen to, but this was mine. And I just kind of went up and down the dial, and I was a big Beatles fan. So I simply went up and down the dial listening to whatever Beatles song was playing. And I would just sit there. And then once they played something that was not something, it didn't have to be not Beatles, but as long as I liked it, I would stay there. And then once I didn't like something, I would just like go up and down to see if I could find another Beatles song. And somehow that's how I found WFMU, among other stations.
WFMU via the Beatles. That's
kind of... Yeah, I know. And I don't know like at what point, but I just kept going back and I would just land on this station. And I'm like, and sometimes I was like, what the heck is going on? And it was Freeform WFMU and different DJs doing different things at different times. And I just kept coming back. And then once I sort of like got beyond just listening to Beatles or just going up and down the dial listening to Beatles stations, I had found other stations that were interesting. And WFMU was one of them. And then I just kind of got hooked.
Yeah, well.
And I was a listener for many, many, many years before I, and it kind of inspired me to do radio, so I should add that. So I wanted to do radio because it sounded like so much fun. And so I ended up doing that in, I actually pretended that I was an NYU student so I could do radio at WNYU. pre-freshman, I was a pre-freshman. And then I chose where I went to college based on whether or not there were radio stations that there was, they had a radio station that I could have a show on. So I did that. And eventually I landed in, so I went to Wesleyan University, which had a WESU radio, which there have been, I think there have been a couple of WFMU DJs who came out of that one. I chose my dorm because that's the radio station was housed in that. And that's how I chose that. And then eventually I ended up in grad school at Rutgers doing WRSU. And then I was finally in New Jersey and I finally learned how to drive because I'd always wanted to volunteer at WFMU, but it was in East Orange, New Jersey, and getting there by public transportation was not easy. And I really wanted to be able to volunteer. I was like, one day I'll be able to volunteer. And I finally learned how to drive when I got to New Jersey because I couldn't use public transportation very well there because there wasn't any or it wasn't good enough. And so once I learned how to drive and I got a car, and it took me a while to learn how to drive that car because it was a stick shift, and it took me like another couple of years to learn how to drive that. And then finally, I was able to volunteer at WFMU. So I was driving out to Jersey, to East Orange and volunteering there. And then I think it was Irwin was just like, hey, you know, why don't you submit a demo to Ken if you want to get a show on FMU? And I was like, really, a show on FMU? So then somehow I got a show on WFMU and started on the overnight. And then I had a show on Monday afternoons, Monday morning, I mean, in Joe McGasco's spot now from 9 to noon. And yeah.
And now you are a rare treat on the drummer stream and as well on the WFMU FM stream as well, with your show, which we haven't even mentioned yet. Are we there yet? And
right. So I pop up from time to time. my job took me out of the area and then I came back and have been doing various things. And I think I did it a show for the summer, but mostly I do fill-ins and I'm happy to be able to do that. And that's great. Yes, and I love WFMU. I have like, you can imagine just how many t-shirts I have. Like once I started being able to like send money to WFMU to get bumper stickers and t-shirts. And so I have an awful lot of t-shirts. I actually have like, I think a suitcase full of t-shirts in storage.
That's the truth.
I like every so often I cycle out new ones and it's just like, oh, I'm getting a new t-shirt. Like, and it's really kind of funny.
And that can happen to you as well. You just need to get that t-shirt.
So now it's $50, pledge of $50 or more will get you a t-shirt. Automatically you get to pick the size. We don't have the women's sizes anymore, but you know.
Well, we're creeping up on the top of the hour. Well, I play one more track from the page. We only heard one so far from the Pedro Lima.
Okay, let's listen to another one because that's such a great record.
Yeah, and then we'll give those prizes away. So if you pledge by the end of the song, we'll continue to the end of the song. If you pledge by the end of the song, you're in the running not just for the Taiwan Disco, but also for the Pedro Lima. This one is called, what is it called? Maybe I'll just tell you later. Here we go. This is hold on, let me bring this one up. This one, I didn't have the name on that one. This one is called Vida Sa Wa So. So this is a kind of Creole Portuguese, I think, Creolized Portuguese. And this is a long track. We'll give you a little extra time. Pledge now, $20 or more, at wfmu.org/drummer.
Boku bilis lara ke guaku te gritae. Gidale, gidale. Tudo chofero e vira sua só, vira sua só. Pensador a me pachisa, que a dor e tudo olho vou lá, vira sua só. Compensador a me pachisa, que a dor e tudo olho vou lá, vira sua só.
And this is WFMU's Give the Drummer Radio at wfmu.org/drummer. Heading into the third hour of today's marathon fundraising show for the 2024 WFMU Fundraising Marathon. My name is David, joined by Tamar here across the Atlantic. And we've got two prizes to give away for those who have pledged over the past hour. Do we have anyone new to thank?
We do. We want to thank Suzanne in Dorset, Ontario, Canada. We figured out it was Ontario. The information we had was Dorset, Canada. I was like, okay.
All right. Thanks, Suzanne.
And thank you so much. Otherwise known as Love to Laugh.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Love to Laugh. That's how I know Love to Laugh,
right.
Suzanne.
I know. It's funny because I'm like, who's this person? Oh, that's nice. I'm like, oh, they're the person in the chat. So
you've done the research. Thanks. That's why we have co-hosts during the marathon.
I get to read these things. We want to thank William in Norman, Oklahoma.
That's Will and Norman. I know that name from
Will and Norman,
many times,
right,
in the chat. Thank you so much.
Who says, Dankon Wado, Mudo, Miigwech, Spasibo.
Okay.
Thanks for another great year of music.
Well, Dankun Alvi. That was Esperanto. That was the part Spasibo, yes, I got that too. The others, I think, were probably Native American languages, since I know Will is involved in that field of work. And Koran Dankun.
All right. And I should add that it was Love to Laugh who requested the origin stories, our WFMU origin stories. So you can thank her for that, too.
Yes. Well, thank you. That was a great idea. It's fun to hear. Also, I didn't know that about you, Tamar, even about a lot of that I didn't know. So thanks. Thanks for that. And we've got, is that it? Or can we give away the prizes now?
Oh, well, let me do another. I think that's it for now.
Well into the third hour, and we've got a few people to give those prizes to.
Right, we are 82% of our way to our goal.
Okay,
which is only $171. So I think we could do it.
We can definitely do that. 171 to go with 53 minutes to go, and let's see, what have we? Yeah, let's give those prizes away.
All right. Random number generator says that the winner of the, what are we up to? The Taiwan Disco is Suzanne in Canada.
All right. Love to Laugh. I hope you love the recording. And that's the Taiwan Disco. Right. I love it. I love it. Well, I love them all. I mean, I picked
them. Yeah, they're both really great records. All right. And Pedro Lima is going to Handy.
All right.
Brooklyn.
Adopter of this show, Handy Haversack. Thanks for all your support, and enjoy the Pedro Lima and his orchestra. What was the name?
Conjunto Leonenses.
Yes.
And Pedro Lima and Recordar e Viver.
Right. And thanks to Bongo Joe for that.
Antologia Volume 1.
That's an LP. They're both LPs. And thanks
they're both LPs.
Aberrant, the Aberrant label. Well, Aberrant and Bongo Joe. So third hour, two more prizes. Let's see what we've got. First, from And we've got the little grand prize also. We haven't heard everything from the, a lot of music to cover. The grand prize, by means of reminder, is a 3-CD collection of Sahel music, 2 from the Sahel Sounds label, 1 from the Claremont label. And those are Etran de la Ile, Agadez, Al-Bilali, Sudan, with Tombouctou, and Les Filles de Iliradad, with Eras Malan, all from the Sahel region in Niger and Mali. And those can be yours if you pledge $75 or more anytime during the show. And that, so a few of you are already in the running. You can join in as well. And now we'll hear another artist from Mali, in fact. And this one's also from Claremont Music. We've got Sekou Ba with the album Soukabe Mali. That's a CD, and we'll hear now one or two tracks from that to start off the hour, although we're well into it already. Let's see, we've got, this one's called Planet. Thank you. This is still WFMU's Give the Drummer Radio, and it's still wfmu.org/drummer. That's slash drummer at the end to see all that's going on the drummer stream, including the ability to pledge and support the stream and the station, be eligible for prizes. You can do all that at wfmu.org/drummer. Click on playlist and chat there if you want to join us in the chat. You could say hello. You don't have to pledge. You can just say hello, or you can just listen and never mind anything that I'm telling you you can do. That's all good, and it's all part of the community here. I mean, most people just listen. They don't engage in any particular way, and that's perfectly fine. That is actually kind of, you know, the way people listen to radio. Yes, what makes this community special is in fact all the participation, the joining in. We've got people pledging to support the station, since that's how this keeps moving along. We don't, this subway does not move without that support. And so all your support is very much appreciated. Have we got anyone new to thank? We've got another only 40 minutes left. We've heard two tracks from the one of the prizes for this hour, the Sukabe Mali CD provided by Claremont Records. And that can be, you can be in the running for that for pledges $20 or more. We heard the tracks Planet and Nuru Shibori, both released on that album by the artist Sekou Ba from Mali. And
we'd like to thank Sarah in Cuesta, New Mexico.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
And Joe in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Joe in Brooklyn.
And we want to thank our own Irene.
Oh, thank you, Irene. Who has a wonderful show here on the station every Monday in the same time slot you're listening to right now. Whatever time zone you're in, that might change your time of day. But Irene with the, I guess that's noon to 3 every Monday.
Noon to 3 our time, yeah.
Yeah.
Eastern Daylight Time now at the moment.
That's right.
Yes. And thank you so much, Irene. She a longtime WFMU DJ, made the move over to the stream during the pandemic, and now broadcasts out of her apartment,
well, <that's
laughs> which is convenient.
Yeah, well, that's what I, ever since the pandemic hit, that's what I've been doing. Yeah, I used to be from Radio Blau, with the big studios and all the stuff. You saw Radio Blau, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Back in the day, you came and visited.
Did a little tour.
Yeah, but doing it from home, so we found out that it works
right.
during the pandemic.
Yeah. And I wouldn't know listening to it. It all sounds good to me. So, and we're asking for your support if you are listening. I realize that probably most of the people who are listening right now have already pledged their support to WFMU and to give the drummer stream. But we actually don't have very many people in the running to win the, we have this prize. Which one you just put up, the Sekou Ba?
Right, that's the new prize for the hour. We started a little late into the hour, so that was the first one. And two tracks there. And we've got another one coming up. This one is, some of you may know of this recording or this collection, but something that is particularly one of my, I don't know how to express it.
It is a wonderful
collection. I don't know how to express it because there's something sad, terribly tragic about what went on in Cambodia. Pretty much everyone you'll hear on the album was murdered by the regime soon after these recordings. And something very poignant, or I'm missing the word here, but this is a compilation of music from the 60s and 70s of Cambodia called Don't Think I've Forgotten, Cambodia's Lost Rock and Roll. And this is a soundtrack album of the music from the film music from the film. Sorry, I'm the words here are written together in my information, and it's provided by the Dust to Digital label. And this is music, I just love the music to begin with, and then to think that this was just before the end of civilization, really, where things went, everyone was the entire country was destroyed by the regime, and many, many people millions of people lost their lives. So having said that, this is just so
on that dark note. Great music.
There's a dark note to it, but it's still for me a very it's very important to listen to this music in a lot of ways, and I just love the music, and I hope you do too. You may have heard some of it before on this show or elsewhere on WFMU in particular. But let's hear two or three tracks now from this compilation. This one is the title track of the compilation. Don't think, and these are all the names are translated into English, but they're all sung in Khmer, in Cambodian language. Well, actually not. Some of them are direct covers of the English, so there are some English titles as well. But Don't Think I've Forgotten. This is Sin Sisamot, who is one of the big names of that era in Cambodia. So let's hear one from Sin Sisamot, and then one from another big name from the era, Ros Sere Sotea. The title of that one is Old Pot Still Cooks Good Rice, which I think has to do with not so much rice, but with the person, sort of a figurative way of describing a person who still has it. But
yes, a person of a certain vintage.
Yeah, exactly. He's still cooks good rice.
Yeah. But,
all right. This is first Sin Sisamot with Don't Think I've Forgotten.
Thank you.
This is WFMU's Give the Drummer Radio at wfmu.org/drummer. And this is Continental Subway. We're doing the fundraising thing, the old marathon for 2024. I'm joined today by DJ Tamar of Are We There Yet? Are we there yet, Tamar?
We are, almost. We are not quite there yet. We have half an hour to go, but only $81 left to raise for your goal. I mean, there's a lot more money to raise.
Sure,
besides the radio station, but we're breaking it off into little increments here, and we do have some people to thank.
All right, let me just first announce what we just heard before I forget entirely. Those are two tracks from the second giveaway of the hour, the last of the show this week, this year. It was two from the compilation Don't Think I've Forgotten Cambodia's Lost Rock and Roll. First, Sin Sisamot performing Don't Think I've Forgotten. That's the English language translation of the title. And the second one was Rosere Sotea, Old Pot Still Cooks Good Rice. And we can maybe, yes, thank
That's
those people
song.
Now. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Oh, no, I was just thinking, I really like that song.
I just love that entire era of music from Cambodia. It's just and from other that's a special time somehow. Let's get to the thanking right away.
Okay, we are going to thank. Well, some of these names are going to sound familiar.
All right.
We want to thank Handy Haversack.
All right, thank you, Handy.
He's proud to be Handy Daddy to the Continental Subway for another year, and is pledging to use his last Swag for Life little bit to bring him up to stuff. So
right.
He still wants to be in the running for the grand prize.
Well, you are in the running, and thank you so much, Handy. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Handy. Also in the running for the grand prize, but bumping it up all the same, is Boss in Utrecht.
Well, thank you, Boss.
He says, toward the goal. And indeed, we have only $81 left to go in our goal right now. We have a modest goal of $1,000 for the show. And we'd be very happy to get to that.
Oh, yeah.
For today.
Make that dog and cow move on the page. If you don't know what I'm talking about,
it's always really exciting.
You go to WFMU. I'm just going to say, if you don't know what we're talking about, because sometimes people, they're just listening, they're not looking, and they don't maybe just tuning in. This is WFMU's Give the Drummer Radio. You can find it at wfmu.org/drummer. And there at the top of the page is the pledge box, the black box. There's a cow and a dog representing the dog representing the woof, the WF, and the cow representing the moo of WFMU. And there you can pledge, but you can also watch the numbers go with only $81 left to go. When we hit that goal, and yes, we will, I certainly expect, hope, you'll see the dog and the cow begin to move, which is always the fun part of hitting the goal. That's why they did it, to make us all fascinated by the cartoon characters there, the FMU logo, which adorns the new FMU hat, which I'm really looking forward to getting. Really, that's
it's gonna be very cool.
I rambled on. Who else do we have
to
thank?
No, that's good. Let's not forget Kevin from Bay Ridge.
Kevin from Bay Ridge, thank you. And, thank you so much. Yes.
He says, your show is the greatest train ride I've been on in years.
Well, thank you.
And considering that your competition is the R.
Well, yeah, that's, I guess, in...
It is an awesome train ride. The Continental Subway heads and tails better than the R train. sure.
That's high praise, I'm sure.
Sorry. thank you, Kevin. But it is awesome, and I look forward to hearing where we go every week at this time in the Thursday time slot of whatever time zone you're in. And I just want to give everyone a reminder that in addition to the two prizes that we have up for a pledge of $20 or more. If you pledge $75 or more, you automatically will get David's Continental Subway Premium for 2024. Let's do the time zone yet again.
That's right. You automatically get the option of you need to choose it.
Yes, you don't have to have it. But I suspect that your listeners are going to want to have this. You can choose any DJ premium for $75 for a pledge of $75. But of course, David's doing this amazing premium of a song from 1974 from every time zone, and as if you're going around the world, time zone by time zone, and scrolling up and down the radio, perhaps, you might hear.
Flying around the world with a great radio receiver somehow, some magical radio receiver which can tune in the FM stations below in 1974. Probably maybe a lot of those were AM stations back then in some parts of the world.
Yeah.
No more AM radio here, by the way. AM is gone. We no longer have AM in this part of the world, but
that part of the world being Germany or Europe?
Germany specifically, and sometimes you can tune in. I mean, I haven't tried it in a long time.
Oh, but no, AM.
Sometimes you can tune in far off stations from other countries, but maybe I'll do that later. I haven't tried to tune in any AM radio in years, I don't think. But that's digressing. Let's see. I've forgotten where we're going on this. Losing my train of thought.
Your train?
My train of thought. That's right. Going around the world. That's our premium. Maybe I'll play one track from this. Right. The $75 pledge also puts you in the running for the grand prize. We've heard tracks from two of those parts of the prize. We haven't heard a track from the CD by Les Filles de Ili Radad. So I'm going to play a track now from that. And then after that, maybe a track from the premium. So these are both kind of relevant to anyone who pledges $75 now. One you will be in the running for. That's the first one we'll hear, Les Filles de Ili Radad, as part of the 3-CD Sahel Sound compilation, or Sahel Music. And then we'll hear one from the premium, and then we'll be back to talk more. This is Continental Subway on WFMU's Give the Drummer Radio. Thank you. From this year's WFMU Continental Subway Marathon Premium, a band from Mexico with the name Nahuatl or Nahuatl or however you'd like to pronounce it, Evolucion, the name of the track representing, let's see, what are we representing here? Yes, it is UTC minus 6, the time zone being represented by that track as you travel around the world on the premium Let's Do the Time Zone. Yet again, the 1974 edition. And before that, we heard one track from the prize, the grand prize for this show, which you can get if you pledge $75 or more. This was Les Filles de Ili Radad with Inser Inser, and the album Eras Malan, provided to us by Sahel Sounds. Thanks to Sahel Sounds for that. And that is one of three CDs you get if you win the grand prize. And we have some people eligible already for that, but you can join in for a pledge of $75. And, or more. Why not more? Tamar.
Why not?
Do we have anyone else to thank now?
We do. We have a couple people to thank. We want to thank Yukio in Edmonds, Washington.
All right. Thank you, Yukio.
So thank you very much. We want to thank Chris in Lagunitas, Chris of the Redwoods.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Tossing a few more coins in the tip jar of the bar car.
All right.
So thank you, Chris in the Redwoods. And did we thank Handy again?
Sure. Thanks, Handy. Is that a new pledge? Or, well, thanks, Handy. However you're doing it, thank you so much. But is that it? Or
yes, okay. That is it.
And how are we doing with the gold?
And that means we have only $26 to go to make the show goal, which is really exciting. We have 10 minutes. It would be awesome if somebody could come forward and pitch 26 pledge. I'm pitching, you're pledging. Pledge well, $26 or more. You will be entered into the hot competition, which is not that hot, to win one of two prizes that we have for this hour.
The tepid competition.
CD.
That's right.
Which is the Tsukabe Mali. Or the CD of sort of the soundtrack to the film Don't Think I've Forgotten, Cambodia's Lost Rock and Roll. And that is a bunch of various artists and that collection associated with the film.
So
that one is from Dutch to Thus the Digital, and the previous CD is from Claremont Music. We thank both labels for their donations. And yeah, we're coming up close. We don't have that many people in the running. So how do you want to play this, David?
Well, that's a good question. We've got 8 minutes to go. We've got $26 to go to make that goal. I mean, I would love to make the goal during the show. Of course, after the show, I'm sure we'll make the goal since that will be up there for a while. But it would be wonderful to be able to celebrate that right here on the show. So $26 left to go. We've got those two prizes. We've got the two hourly prizes and the $75 grand prize, which we just heard from. Maybe I'll play one more track from...
Yeah, that sounds good. One
from
more
the
song
grand
and then
prize.
We can give things away.
One more from the grand prize. This is, let's do another one by Etrange de la Ile. And this one is, let's see... All right, let's listen to that. It's called Tubuk Ine Shihwase.
Thank you.
All right, coming back in the last time for this show, for this marathon. This is the WFMU Fundraising Marathon 2024. This is Continental Subway with me, David, with my co-host Tamar today, and we're down to the wire with the goal for our fundraising today. Have we made the goal yet? What do you see?
At the moment? No.
No. No. Okay.
Well, no, we've got, no. We've, no, we've got we didn't make the goal. Minutes. We were very close, but we did not get the tail to wag or the cow to move its neck.
Well, it's not over yet. We've got 3 minutes, and we've got people to give prizes to.
We do. And let's do that. The winner of the Sekuba CD is Kevin from Bay Ridge.
All right. Congratulations, Kevin.
Congratulations, Kevin. The winner of Don't Think I've Forgotten, Cambodia's Lost Rock and Roll, is Chris in the Redwoods.
All right. Congratulations, Chris, out in the Redwoods. And we've got the grand prize.
The grand prize goes to Boss in Utrecht.
All right, Boss. Boss, who's now on his way home on a bike.
I guess I'll have to find out later.
He'll find out later. But thanks, Boss. Thanks for all your support, and congratulations on the grand prize, 3 CDs. And we've got, let's see, a few seconds left, and we made it. They're moving.
Whoa! Oh, wow. Okay, awesome. Wait, that means somebody pledged, thank pledgers. Come on. Handy. My goodness. Bag that tail. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Handy. And thanks to Handy Haversack for adopting the show and me and the show for the year to come. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. This is where I will be thanking you every week. Thanks to listener Kat for adopting the stream. Thanks to you, Tamar, for being my co-host. Oh, my goodness. I almost forgot. Here we go. Very brief rendition of Take the A Train. Very brief rendition of Take the A Train to take us out as per tradition here on Continental Subway with less than a minute left. Thanks so much, Tamar, for joining me again this year. A wonderful tradition every year so far.
My pleasure.
Since the 2018 marathon. This is the 2024. Thanks to everyone for listening, for pledging, for supporting, for being part of this community. Just wonderful, wonderful support. Thank you. Keep on pledging. Keep on listening to the stream. This is Give the Drummer Radio at wfmu.org/drummer. Stay tuned for Larry Grogan and Testify coming up next.
Testify. Oh, yeah. softly through my window today. Could have tripped up DC, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, in a trick in a book, and I'll be bell, all that I can find. Superman or Green Lantern ain't got nothing on me. I can make like a turtle and dive for a puff in the sea. You can just sit there thinking on your velvet throne, yes, about all the rainbows that you can have for your own. 'Cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, any trick in a book, and I'll be better. I made my mind up, your